One of the many themes in Parashas Naso is the gifts brought by the Nesiim by each Shevet to celebrate the completion of the building of the Mishkan. And what's interesting to note is the Torah lists in detail all the gifts that each Nasi gave. And the question is, we know the Torah is very concise. The Torah doesn't repeat words, even a kutzel shel yud, an extra letter on top of the yud, we darsh in different halachas. So why the Torah is so famously concise, then why over here does the Torah seem to break the general rule and go into great detail? There's a famous Ramban, Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, where the Ramban gives two suggestions. His first suggestion is, you're right, there is no new info given. In terms of learning new information, he could have just said it once and just listed all the names. Why feel the need to go over each name and then go over all the different gifts that were given, the different karbanos? So the Ramban says, for a totally different reason, because we know in Judaism, we have two basic categories. We have mitzvahs ben adam l'makom and mitzvahs ben adam l'chaver. Mitzvahs between man and God and mitzvahs ben adam l'chaver, interpersonal. And as Rav Pam used to always say, every Jew has two simani kashrus. It's like an animal has two simani kashrus. True, it's cut and split hooves. So too, every Jew has two simani kashrus. That's ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaver, and that's what the luchos represent. The first side of the luchos, ben adam l'makom, and the second side of the luchos, ben adam l'chaver, and that's why kibud av v'aim is a natural connection, because kibud av v'aim are commandments to our Creator, our parents, our Creator, as well as the people as well. And the Ramban says the Torah goes out of its way to show the importance of taking the extra step, or the extra mile, as they say, in order to ensure that you don't hurt someone else's feelings, to make sure you're not feeling like when you announce some people and you leave other people out. I told people that's why people don't mention anyone. The Torah mentions everyone to teach us that you don't want to make anyone feel like they're less important, and that's why, especially right after we just celebrated the Yontov of Shavuos, and one of the Minhagim on Shavuos is we read Megillas Rus. Why do we read Rus? There are many reasons, but one of the reasons is to take the link between Torah and Chesed. That, and there are many connections to Torah and Chesed, but they point out, what is the reason why we don't accept Ammon or Moab? Because they were kidma lechem, they didn't give us water and bread. And then they hired Bilam and Beor to kill us. But you would think the many worse things, the many other nations did much worse, and Ammon and Moab, they came out from a union of incest, that Lot, their father, they got, he was drunk, they thought the world was dead. They got committed. So you would think, we don't accept Ammon, we don't want to remember how they were created, the terrible sin. But we know yet they weren't punished for that, because they had the right intention. If you think the world is going to be destroyed, so then, and then definitely quote him on Torah, that would be justified. So what's the pshat? Like, it seems very trivial. So a kid mother, you didn't give water and bread. And the answer is, that's the Yisod of a Yid. The Yisod of a Yid is Yehudi, Hodah, admittance, Hakara Zatov. That you can't be a Kafay. There's nothing worse than being a Kafay Tover, an ingrave. That the nation, they did everything for you. Avram saved Lot from the war, the four or five kings. He went ahead and Kansu was helping Lot. And then when you go to them, imagine, you know, your parents do everything for you, and you show up and you need help, and the kids throw you out. That's just a kafli tova. Ammon and Moab represent the opposite of hakara. To be a yid, you need a hakara as that tov. And if they were and the nation that they didn't have enough decency to give us bread and water, and that's someone who can't enter into the assembly of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message we're saying here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires us to show respect and importance, even when people might think it's unnecessary, but that's how far we have to go in trying not to embarrass someone, not even not embarrass someone, in order trying not to slight somebody.